I said, go ahead and eat. And shut your mouth. We laughed. So I told him a deer head. At the first deer head, I ever eat nothing but grosses. Man, that's the best meat. I thought I'd talk about that from up until he died.
Gristles?
Yeah, just gristles. A deer head. He was a young buck. And she had it fixed so nice, you know. And me and that fella just sat there and talked and eat. The bones in there was gristles.
Uh-huh.
I could just tune. She had it good and done, you know. I wouldn't want to eat no meat no better. And he, me and him used to talk about that every, when we get together. I said, that's dead. He couldn't throw it away, but I want it. I like hog head anyhow, you know. So I, since then, Mr. Robert killed one and left him there in my pickup. I had a pickup here the other year. Mr. Robert knows he lived across the road, real young. So he told my wife going to bed. And he slipped back in and get him. You know. The devil done, I got two, I left him one, but he's small. Mr. Robin, he stayed across the road, he waited for this touch beer, he got this front.
Yeah.
So he put one in my back of my truck, I come home, I had to go to Marvin and get a fella to hit me, you know, skinny, and dress him. I didn't want him, he was kind of cold though. He wasn't going to scar, but I went out and got hit. I got an old man, a fella my age. I meant my age to hit his skin, now get him a hip.
Yeah. You gave him a hip.
I gave him a whole one of the back leg, hip more.
Yeah.
He stayed in the hip maybe. Dressing.
Now, when your food had been cooked and served a second time, you say it had been?
Warm.
Warm?
Warm up. That's what we usually use it when you got to cook it. It's cold. You know, it'd be cold.
Now, you have a garden, right? You have a...
I got a little spot back there.
A little what?
Garden.
Where you raise your...
Green.
And
vegetable.
Okay. Now, do you eat a lot of rice?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I like a gravy, though, more so than a rice custard.
Rice custard?
Yeah, I like the rice custard.
Yeah. Now, do you remember years ago when folks used to make illegal beverages here that they didn't pay taxes on?
Beverages
like whiskey.
Whiskey?
What was that called?
Some of them called it moonshine.
They made a lot of it around here.
Yeah. That one. I made it 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Oh, look, I'm a religion now.
Yeah. Mm.
But you know what happened to me?
What?
The revenue man didn't catch me.
Uh-huh.
He was sunk by all the liquor fellows here. And the night he got me, he tried to save me to Vicksburg. And that was the revenue.
Yeah.
So when he got down to Vicksburg, they had our supper ready. Was it worth you to me to tell this little story?
No.
When he got on there, everybody eat supper, but he had it already ready for us. So I was sitting to the table, but I'd never eaten. They dogs were sitting there watching us. So all at once, he called me in the office while they were. He said, Gunny? I said, sir, come here a minute. So when I give me a seat there in the office.
Yeah.
He said, I noticed you was not eating. I said, I'm not hungry. I said, I'm not hungry. That's why I'm not eating.
Yeah.
He said, well, do you know Mr. Bump? I said, that's a sheriff in Marvel. That's the next question he asked me. I said, sure, I know him. He said, he called here a while ago. I said, did? He said, yeah. So he told me if I wanted to question one of y'all concerning of y'all arresting thing for to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.